So, Jackson, tell us about the socks you're wearing this morning.
So, we had Up Close with Eli Young Band last night at Lone Girl Brewing. Thank you so much to Lone Girl Brewing and everyone that helped us put that on. But then afterwards, the band goes, we want to go bowling. And I said, oh, that's great. There's a great bowling alley here in Wanakee. Let's go bowling. And their manager said, yeah, we called. They don't have any lanes for us. So what do you mean they got any lanes? He said, it's league nights. They don't have any lanes. I said, well, come on. It's almost 9 o'clock. League's going to be wrapping up here pretty soon. So I called, and I said, hey, I just want to know how late you guys open. They said, oh, we're open to about midnight. And I said, oh, so we get a couple lanes? They said, oh, no. When leagues are over, you know, we clean the lanes and stuff.
Oh.
And I said, I'm Jackson from today's Q106, and I got the Eli Young Band with me, and they want a bowl.
Ooh, name dropper.
Had to. Well, you got to let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm just not some regular guy. I got these guys
yes.
with me, you know? And they went, oh, we got lanes for you.
Oh, cool.
Right away. So,
because this is an experience for the owners and the managers
absolutely.
And the employees.
And the people that were there
yes,
as well.
Yes, exactly.
So before we go, though, I'm hanging out behind, like, we're a little behind the scenes over at Lone Girl Brewing.
Yeah.
And John Jones of Eli Young Band, he goes, looks down at my feet, and I typically don't wear shoes a lot. And he goes, do you have any socks? And I went, no. And I didn't even think about it. And he goes, you're going to need some socks if you're going to go bowling.
That's right.
And I went, oh, man. And he goes, I got you. I'll get you a pair of socks.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So then we went. But he's like, hey, come on back to the tour bus. We're going to go stop there real quick and change. And we're going to go. And he comes out. And I'll tell you what. Right now, I'm wearing a very nice pair of Nike socks still.
Whoa.
These are expensive socks. These are Rockstar socks. I'm wearing Rockstar socks right now.
If you listen to our podcast, it's Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph. You can get it by just texting podcast to 608-321-1063. Recently, Jackson shared, if he was rich, he would buy a pair of socks every day and just give it away. Or throw it away.
I'd wear them one time. I'd take them out of the package. I'd wear them. I'd throw them away. I might even change them halfway through the day and just throw them away. I know it's wasteful. And it's just dreams. I'm never going to be rich. I work in radio. But I would just throw the things away mm-hmm. if I could. But it was such a great time. We showed up.
Well, who bowled the best? That's what we're all dying to know.
John did.
John.
Yeah, John.
The
did.
One that you're wearing his
well,
socks.
I'm wearing his socks. Yeah, last name
wow.
Jones. Him and I were neck and neck, and then around
frame. What
was
frame, your score?
Mine, I really stunk it up frame 9, which
okay.
really cost me.
Ooh,
so
yes,
I got a 104. I broke 100.
You broke 100 at
yeah,
least.
Yeah. So, woo! But him and I were neck and neck, and then boom, he nailed a strike in like the 9th, and then the 10th, he picked up a spare, and he kind of took off from there. But I was leading him. For most of the game.
What about the lead singer, Mike Eli? How did he do? Or did he not even bowl? Did he just drink and hang out?
So funny story about that. We leave the tour bus, and I was like, hey, who wants to drive over there? I got the Impala. You know, I can fit some folks in there. And they said, hey, you know, the manager has a vehicle too. And they said, we're all going to ride over there. We'll meet you over there. I go hop in my car, and I get there, and James Young comes up, and John, he comes up. And that one guy that didn't have any kids didn't even show up.
Yeah.
Right? And then so I went, where's Mike? And then that happened.
Oh, no.
And they went, I think we forgot him.
What?
And that's what I said. I went, how did you forget the lead singer? Cell phones start being pulled out. And they called him, up. And then by that time, I think he'd had it with him.
Oh,
and,
no.
So they said, yeah, Mike's. I said, I'll run back and get him. I got the car.
Yes.
You know, we were only from Lone Girl to Wannable. We're only a hop, skip, and a
yes.
jump away. Two guys walked there.
Oh,
so
no.
So I was like, I'll go pick him up real quick. I'll go grab him. And they went, nah. He said that he's gonna stay home and watch The Simpsons.
Oh, the rock star life.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's if you're in a band, don't forget the lead singer. That's a good way to get yourself in trouble.